Hi, this is a series where I rewatch episodes of Scam and then break them down scene by scene and just talk about everything. So for today, I'm going to be talking about Scam France episodes 8 and 9, the final episodes of season 1. So let's get into it. There's a lot to talk about. All right, let us start the recap. Okay, so Emma's being bullied for what happened with Alex. Jan is not talking to her, and she makes up with Ingrid, Emma, and she finds out, Emma, what Luca told. He sees everyone about the kiss and Alex and Camille and all that. Let's just get into it. Okay, so Emma is on her way to beat Luca's ass. She sends him a voice note and she is ready to freaking fight. She is fired up. She's like, "Luca, little bitch, I'm gonna come for you. We're gonna have some words. We're gonna get physical, right? Like violent and okay, yeah." And yeah, she goes to his place, but Jan is there, and he tells her that Luca is indisposed, family issues. That's like our first hint at Luca's family stuff. Little foreshadowing for his season. But yeah, Emma decides to beat his ass another day. We have tomorrow. So we're in the cafeteria now, eating lunch. It's a cute scene though, with them just hanging out. They have great chemistry. Like the girls, they have brilliant chemistry. I feel like that's something all the remakes have in common, is like the girl group or all the groups. They have like very good. They feel like they're actually friends, right, in real life and stuff. It's very sweet. It's very real in a way, and I enjoy that. Okay, so Daphne is there now, radiant with pregnancy. I'm kidding, she's not actually pregnant. We already know this. So yeah, Ingrid and friends are there, and they're still mean to Daphne. Like, why? Why are they so mean to her? It's so unnecessary. Like, is it the same reason from OG? Actually, I don't even think there was a reason in OG why they didn't like Vilda. I think it was just because, oh, she's annoying. Is that it? That's not a reason to hate someone. Okay, but whatever. They don't like her. Okay, so Emma, she bumps into Jan in the next scene. And then this scene is so weird. I don't know. I'm looking at it right now and it just looks so odd. There's something about it's rushed. Okay, so Emma and Jan, they bump into each other, and then Jan sees Alex. He walks past and he's in full fight mode. He's like, "I'm gonna mess this bitch up because he ruined my already fucked up relationship." They fight for like 2 seconds, and Charles is like, "No, stop that. No more violence." And then it's over, next scene. It's like a 10-second long scene. I don't know if it was that long in OG, but it felt really rushed to me. But I remember in OG, William just stood there. He didn't even help his friend, like Chris. He was just standing there. He was like, "I am not breaking a nail today, sir." But in this one, Charles is like, "No, I got my bitches back," and he breaks it up in like 2 seconds. I don't know. That scene felt very weird. It felt very awkward. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. So they're in the cafeteria now, Camille and Emma, and she tells Emma that she dumped Alex's ass. Good for her, yeah. And she tells Emma about a special party she's throwing. There's a party in every episode in this season. There's a lot of parties in this show. Emma asks Camille to invite Daphne to Camille's party, like personally, just to make her feel wanted and special, right? Yeah, so it's just all the gals are there, all the girls, they're being nice to each other, no slut shaming as it should be. And yeah, they notice Daphne isn't there, but Luca is. And Emma is once again ready for his ass kicking. So yeah, they go to talk in the kitchen, and Emma, she lies and says that she's back with Jan just to see how he would react, right? And he's just the type of person who, like, all of his emotions and thoughts are just written across his face. Like, the actor, he does a great job. Like, I'm just praising all the actors in this show right now because they're so good. It's like, we know about Isaac, right? And this whole thing with Jonas, we know that Luca has a crush on Jan, and that's why he did everything he did to Emma and Jan. And oh my god, it's just so cool when she tells him, you can see in his eyes how disappointed he is, and his face. It's good, but like, in OG, I think it was better because it was like a surprise. Because whenever Emma would talk about Jan, we didn't. Ava would talk about Jonas. We didn't see Isaac's face really. But when the reveal came, it was like a huge surprise. Like at the end of the episode, when it's revealed that Isaac had a crush on Jonas, supposedly. Everyone in the audience would have been like, "Oh my god, what the fuck? What?" But in this one, you already know because you already suspect that he has. You know what I mean? Like by his facial expressions and all of that. I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I said I liked it. I guess I like both. I like both. I feel like it would have been better if it was not obvious. Let's just move on. Emma tells him that they're back together. You can just see he has that dangerous gleam in his eyes. And then she tells him that she knows what he did. And he says, Luca says he did it because he likes her. He did it because he has a crush on her. Ah, we already know what's going on with Luca. You know, everyone wants a slice of Jan. Okay, so in this scene, you can't hear Daphne stumble in like an OG. I like how they were having a conversation, Ava and Isaac, and you can hear in the background Vilda crash in, and she just stumbles in, right? You can hear all the chaos that everyone's like, oh my god, like the music cuts off and all of that. I really like that. I like Scam does that a lot. They have characters having conversations like by text or something, and then we have other characters having conversation like in the background, and it still adds to the story, right? It's not just random shit. It makes sense. And I like when OG Scam did that. But it's fine though, it's fine in this one. I'm gonna go too much on that. But yeah, in this one you can just hear the music shut off while they're talking. And yeah, yes, Daphne is there. She's unconscious. They don't take her to the hospital. I feel like that's what you would do in that situation. Okay, what would you do though? What if you took something dangerous? They take her to Ava's place. They take her to a hospital. Like, what are you doing? If your good friend, were to walk into a room and just pass out, right? She looks not really good, and call 911, wait for an ambulance to show up. You wouldn't take your friend to your house and like make her throw up and all that. I mean, maybe. I don't know, but you don't know what's going on, right? That's what I'm saying. You don't know what she took or anything. Realistically, you would probably just get on the phone with 911 and they would instruct you with what to do until the ambulance got there. But you would still have to take her to the hospital. Okay. They get Daphne to throw up and then it's bedtime, right? Nothing else. We don't go to the hospital. But yeah, I get it though. They probably didn't have the budget to film in a natural hospital or like build a set for a hospital or whatever, right? It's the same reason why they have a school doctor instead of going to an actual hospital or a real clinic. They do the whole Manon Iman wears white thing, but I don't think it works because it's not Christmas. Because during the episode in OG, it was like Christmas and stuff, I think. When they were playing Christmas music, the whole Santa wears white thing was like she's an angel or something. Yeah, so Daphne says that she killed Charles's baby, and everyone was like, So they make breakfast for Daphne. It's the next morning. They don't really talk about what happened, what Daphne said. They kind of, you know, I don't even know. I never understood why they do that. They just like kind of beat around the bush for a while. They don't get to the point. Get to the point. Are you pregnant, Daphne? Are you having a baby? And then Daphne shows them the pregnancy test, quote, quote. And they decide to go to the school nurse just to check it out. And that's the end of the episode. They leave that as a cliffhanger, which is, I like how they did that. It's a good cliffhanger, you know? Like, everyone's audience is gonna be like, oh my god, is Daphne pregnant? And now, episode 9, the last episode of this season. I can't be really excited. Let's just get into it. Yeah, okay, they're back at the school nurse to just to check out what's going on with Daphne, right? And they tell her Daphne is with child, and the nurse tells her that she took an ovulation test. It wasn't a pregnancy test. You were ovulating, so you're fine. So she's not with child. And then Daphne tells the nurse about her eating habits, that like she's like having tummy aches and vomiting and all that. Like, I'm obviously pregnant, right? And then the doctor's like, girl, you gotta eat. Then we have that scene with Daphne and Manon, and I don't know. I say this in like every podcast, how I hate that they don't add Manon's ED in this remake. I mean, I don't think they do change that. I don't know. It's just Manon goes to talk to Daphne about everything, and Daphne's like, well, I'm not pretty and all that. Like, Manon, you're like gorgeous. You can eat like 20 million pancakes and still like be model thin or whatever. I hate it. I'm angry. She's so beautiful, Daphne. Please stop. But I do like the plot line. Okay, I said this a lot. I've said this many times. I love Vilda's subplot. It's great. Her story is just beautiful, really. But anyways, next scene. Charles is in the next scene. Oh. Charles approaches Manon, and Emma's there. It's just like a tease to Manon's season, I guess. I really don't care. You know, I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna like these two. I think they missed the point of Nora and William's relationship in this remake. I don't know. Maybe I just don't remember. But I do know that they have good chemistry because the actors are were dating in real life, so the chemistry's there. But I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna. I just think I'm biased for OG Scam, for OG Norn William. I'm biased, definitely. But yeah, I'm gonna go into it with open mind. Okay, I'm gonna do that because I did not go into this season with an open mind. I went into this season thinking it's gonna be shit, but it's not bad. So Emma and Luca finally talk. So Luca says that Ingrid and Jan were only talking because Jan wanted to get to Tom, who I think is Ingrid's brother, and he sells like pot and all that, so they can smoke at the cabin. He says that. And Emma's like, "What? You guys are smoking at the cabin? Okay, but wouldn't you be able to smell it on them, Emma? Because the smoke, it gets everywhere, like everywhere, in places you wouldn't even think possible. The smell gets everywhere. You didn't see. What? So why are you so surprised? I think an OG Sherry knew that Jan, Jonas was like doing drugs and all that, but I guess she didn't in this one. But yeah, that's the reason why Jan and Ingrid were even talking. Was because Tom wasn't answering his phone, so he's like, "Hey, I'm just gonna text Ingrid and tell Ingrid to tell Tom to talk to me." But yeah, whatever. So yeah, Emma can't believe, by the way, what Luca did. Like, he would do all of this because he likes her. He's like, "You did all of this for me because you have a crush on me," and they never really go into that, by the way. Emma's not like, "So what are we gonna do about this? How are we gonna like fix this situation? Are we?" I don't know what you would say to someone who would break up you and your boyfriend because they had a crush on you. I have no idea how that would work or what would happen afterwards. Like, you're still friends? Okay. Wouldn't it be awkward since he has a crush on you? Anyways, Emma and Luca are fine. They're friends again. Emma sees Jan and she asks if he wants to meet up. And they meet up. Emma and Jan finally talk. I wasn't a fan of the relationship. I never was a fan of any of the Jonas's and Ava's relationship. You aren't really supposed to root for them. Because they're like, Okay, so Emma and Jan break up. They break up. Emma is like, "Yeah, I want to make my own decisions. Okay, I need to find myself. Cause like, if I'm in a relationship, I'm not gonna be able to find myself. So I gotta get out of this relationship so I can find myself." That doesn't go anywhere, you guys. We know that she does not find herself or whatever. Okay, and she doesn't do it in the OG. She doesn't do it. It does not happen. But yeah, they break up, and then there's breakup sex. Nice. Next scene. Last scene. Oh, finally. Last scene, guys. Okay, so it's another party. Emma's telling Luca she broke up with Jan, and Luca is a happy boy once again. And the whole phone thing happens. So yeah, Manon uses Luca's phone to find Daphne because she wants to get Daphne so Charles can apologize to her. And they find the gay porn on there, and Emma pieces the clues together. But Emma and Ingrid, by the way, are close again. They're like friends again, I think. They hug. It's like really chill. They like embrace. They didn't do that at OG. Okay. And then Daphne shows up and Charles says he's sorry. He's like, "I was wrong, Daphne. You're hot. You're great. You're amazing. You're gorgeous." He's just saying all that so because Madden told him to. And then Manon shows Emma Luca's phone. And yes, we see all the porn. Emma's like, "What the fuck?" Yeah. We get a little look at Jan and Luca, and there it is, all this revealed. And then we end with Manon and Charles staring sensually at each other. Okay, because yeah, it's Manon and Charles' season, next season, so like I guess it's fine. They didn't do that in OG. It just ended with Luca, no, Isaac and Jonas, and they're just looking at each other, and Ava's like, "Oh my god, wow, okay." All right, and fellas, that is the end of the episode. So, a few questions. How did you feel about this season? I have to say, I enjoyed it. I mean, I didn't enjoy it any more than I enjoyed the first season of OG Scam, right? This season was fine. It was fine. Okay, that's all I'm gonna say. It was fine. I didn't hate it. Ooh, another question. I've been loving the costumes. I don't wanna say costumes. Costume just feels like, Halloween. But, like, the outfits that the characters wear. Like, which character has the best wardrobe for you? Because they all have great outfits, and I love that all of them like have different styles, right? It's the same thing in OG. They all have different styles. Iman wears a lot of blacks and covers up a lot, and then Daphne is like pinks and whites and like skirts and all that. And then we have Alexia, who is just like she's just crazy with her outfits, colorful and all of that. And then Manon, who is super what's the word, conservative, I guess you can say, is collars and long jackets and turtlenecks and all that. And who am I missing? Oh yeah, Emma, who's like, she's very chill. She wears sneakers and ripped jeans and jackets, very simple. I feel like my favorite, I mean, I did say Manon, Nora is like my favorite character who has like the best costumes, like the best wardrobe. But I don't know. I feel like the character who I would dress like in real life was Emma, because like it's very simple. But I would want to dress like Manon, definitely. But I don't have the confidence for that. No way. Manon's just like fabulous. Manon though, I love Manon style. Okay, who would you guys pick? I guess that's all I have for you all. Thank you for listening. If you listened all the way through, I appreciate it. I appreciate you, and I love you. And I hope you stick around for season two of Scam Friends, because those are coming soon, hopefully. Hopefully, I will like season two, but I feel like I'm not going to. But I'm going in with an open mind. Okay, I'm not going to be like, ugh, ugh. I'm going to go into it with an open mind, I promise. But yeah, thanks for listening, fellas, and have a great day.